The U.S. Coast Guard plans to have fishing vessel inspectors in the region in June conducting free voluntary inspections. Drift vessels need safety equipment on board, but exactly what equipment depends on whether or not they cross a particular boundary line. Many fishermen believe the boundary line is the same as the 3-mile line, but that is not the case. Petty Officer Rob Davis is a safety inspector, and he took a closer look at the particulars of the established boundary lines in an effort to clear up some confusion.
The correct boundary line is actually from Goose Point down in Igigig to a protection point on the west side of Nooshogak Bay. So just imagine a straight imaginary line from those two, and that's where the boundary line is. So basically, you can go from Dillingham to Naknek, staying inside the boundary line, and the big reason is the extra requirements once you go to the outside the boundary line.
Under the current boundary lines, fishermen who fish in the Nooshogak, Naknek-Wejack, and Igigig districts remain for the most part within the boundary line and don't need the additional safety gear. However, fishermen who travel to the Ugashik and Togiak districts must cross the boundary line and need the additional gear on board. Petty Officer Davis confirms the boundary line does not mesh perfectly with the existing fishing district boundaries.
On the southern fishing boundary in Igigig, it is technically outside the boundary line. However, there is an exemption from the Coast Guard. You have to have a radio, and you have to have a valid decal from us.
The U.S. Coast Guard will have inspectors in the Bristol Bay region in June conducting free voluntary fishing vessel safety inspections. The inspectors are scheduled to be in the region June the 9th through the 20th, and they plan to be in the Dillingham, Naknek, King Salmon, and Igigig areas. A map of the current boundary lines in Bristol Bay is available on our website at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.